You know, it is much better to buy some material at the store. It is hard, it is very hard even to buy new material, but that will be what you can do. In poor country, even though you want to find out some old material, you cannot find, because they use it. You see?
Actually, Roshi, that was what I meant, though, is that, like, you just go down to the basement of the building in the laundry room.
There are lots.
Where everybody throws away their clothes.
Yeah, that happens only in America.
There's enough material down there for about at least 5 occasions. And it wouldn't take very long to put it together.
You do it. You just do it. When you can do it, you know, when you know how to exactly, after learning, you know exactly how to do it, you can do it. You see? But to learn it already, very difficult, you know, unless you don't use new material. You know, it is almost impossible how to teach you. You know. When you teach how to sew rugs to some other people, that maybe paper is much best, you know, when you take pattern, when you learn how to measure. By old material, it is not possible. So, in some way, your practice is very luxurious. I feel it that way. Children who were born in rich family, whatever you want to do, you can do it. But that doesn't happen in some poor countries. America cannot be always rich. You know, it is not fair. You lose. You do not notice this point. So I am afraid, you know, if you could be a real good Buddhist and start. I'm thinking this point a lot. That is my worry. So maybe that is reason why I couldn't support Okesa sewing. You know, practice so much before, you know. It is too luxurious practice. Only in Japan, only Heian period, and people who were born in noble family could do this. They did it before Kamakura period. But because of that, Buddhists were lost in their practice because it was too aristocratic practice. You know, even though you gather old material and spending, you know, a lot of time in each stitch. When you make one stitch, they bow many times and took up the needle and, you know, sew Okesa stitch by stitch in that way. That was good practice, they thought, but because of that, Buddhists were lost. How? about that. So after that, you know, in Kamakura period, Zen Buddhist Nichiren and Shinran was angry about that kind of luxurious practice and stood up and, you know, opened new Buddhist way to, you know, city people. That was how new Buddhism arrived in Kamakura period, after losing, you know, their practice in Heian period. So sometimes I feel as if I we are practicing, you know, Heian period practice instead of Kamakura period practice. So you shouldn't be lost in that kind of practice. You feel very good. You feel you are very devotional, good student. But that is your feeling. Do you understand? So we must see what we are doing from various angles. And we must feel the prices of the world, you know, by your skin. Then you are not Buddhist. Okay? To be, to feel resistance to the old culture, I can agree with that. But to be lost from this world is a terrible mistake. Anyway, you are born in this country. And this is your motherland. You should not be lost from this motherland. I'm not nationalist. I feel terrible, you know, if you are lost from this world. Okay? That is, you know, my feeling.
I understand how it applies to the rule about material. Mm-hmm. But I'm not quite sure how it applies to other precepts that I've seen.
Yeah. Maybe. Anyway, you are trying your best. And we are trying our best. So something will result. Don't be too idealistic or too luxurious. Okay?